Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has narrated with reference to a friend. Once someone asked Sayyidina Abu Hazim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, "Oh Abu Hazim, how should thanks be expressed for the eyes?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, "If you see something good with them, then make it public. And if you see something bad with them, then conceal it." He humbly asked, "How should thanks be expressed for the ears?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, "If you hear something good with them, memorize it. And if you hear something bad, then conceal it." He humbly asked, "How should thanks be expressed for the hands?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, "Do not get such things, example haram, wealth, etc., with them, which is not permissible for you, and do not stop it from fulfilling the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, such as sadaqah, wajibah, etc." He humbly asked, "How should thanks be expressed for the abdomen?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, responded, "The thank of the abdomen is that it should have food in its lower part, and the upper part should be filled with knowledge." He humbly asked, "How should thanks be expressed for the private parts?" In reply to it, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, recited the following blessed ayah of Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter 18, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: "And who guard their private organs except from their wives or the legal bondswomen that they possess, for then there is no blame upon them. So whoever desires more than these two, they are crossing the limits." He then asked, "How should thanks be expressed for the feet?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, "If you see a living person of whom you feel envy, use these feet to perform deeds like he does, that is, perform virtuous deeds. And if you see such a dead person who you are sick of, so prevent these feet from the deeds which he used to do, that is, do not step towards evil. If you do this, you will become the one who expresses gratitude to Allah. The person who expresses only verbal gratitude and not with other parts of his body is like the one who has a piece of cloth and he takes hold of a corner of it but does not wear it. This cloth will not be useful for him to stay safe from the heat, cold, snow, and rain." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when someone asked questions from a thankful, pious saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala, about expressing thanks for the parts of the body, he gave an extremely interesting answer, full of advices. We should also act upon the advice given by Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala.